Agot and Erev Shabbos, we're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shir number 187. We're going to talk today about Zerizis done with joy, the simcha with taking action. A lot of people do take action, but with a resentment in there, a resentful Zerizis. I shouldn't really have to do this, they say to themselves. Someone else should take care of this, they say to themselves. And then he quotes someone, Zecher Tzadik of Rav Chaim Friedlander, Big Tzaddik, and he says this line: if you are going to do it anyway, you might as well do it with joy. This is so important and valuable that it's worth repeating. If you are going to do it anyway, you might as well do it with a simcha, with joy. You are constantly choosing your thoughts, your feelings, your words, your actions. You can choose to feel distressed or joyful about taking care of things that you need to take care of. And we mentioned last time, if it's not a mitzvah or it's not in your realm of what you have to do or need to do, then you could gravitate toward things that give you a simchas hachaim and enjoy things, like learning mashalei b'chof, it's what you need. It's sort of similar. Let's say a person likes in Torah, libay chofetz, he enjoys, as an example, midrashim or zayar, or he enjoys the Gemara. But he also knows he needs to learn Hilchos Shabbos in a normal way to know, or Eirech Chaim, just to know the halachas. He doesn't enjoy that so much. That's not his really cup of tea, so to speak, right? So there he knows that has to, every Yid needs to know that. So you might as well learn it with a simcha. So there's ways to trick your mind and get to a point where you actually enjoy those halakim and Torah that you know you have to do, even though you inherently, Beteva may not enjoy it so much. You'll learn how to do that with a joy. When you take action with Zerizis, choose joyful Zerizis. I'm taking it with joyful, to be patient about it. Don't worry. Don't worry if you don't feel it right away. It takes time. But when you develop it little by little, it will enhance your life to the degree it's worth practicing saying it over, even 100 times a day for an entire month. I'm going to do this act with Zerizis, with a joyful Zerizis. Some people say, I don't like repeating things so many times. It's boring. And then you tell yourself, no, I'm building up my enthusiasm now by repeating that. I'm allowing myself to choose joyful Zerizis now, to choose Simcha. And even if your brain pops in, no, you're not, ignore that. Don't worry about it. Be persistent. To change your thoughts is not always easy because you have patterns of years and years. So it'll pop into the head the opposite. You disregard it. You say, I don't care. This is what I'm going to do. So here he says as follows. You know, when I was a child, someone said, when I was a child, I tended to dawdle, take a long time to do things. People would tell me always, hurry up in an exasperated tone. I hated being told to hurry up. And it brought me distressful memories when anyone told me to hurry up. I hated explicitly to be told that. And when someone has an impatient tone in their voice or made a facial expression that he wanted me to go faster, I felt distress. And I said to myself, here it comes again. I know this person is thinking that he wants me to go faster. And I hate when people do this to me. So I spoke to someone about this pattern. I asked him what I could do about it. And he answered as follows. It's your own self-talk that's creating the stress and tension. Since it's in your mind, you could do something to improve the situation. Tell yourself that from now on, you're going to develop this quality of joyful Zerizis. Choose to be joyful for every opportunity to develop this quality. You tell yourself that you will enjoy the path of developing joyful Zerizis. Speak to yourself in a very upbeat tone of voice. Say, this too will develop my joyful Zerizis. And of course, when you first begin to develop this joyful Zerizis, you're not going to feel that way. You're not going to necessarily feel that simcha in your heart right away. Or even after a little period of time, you may not feel it yet. But the way to develop any pattern is to practice that behavior over and over again. That's a klal gadol. You just, when you break any habit, you just persistently, it's hard in the beginning. And just say it. Say that you're developing a powerful Zerizis in developing this attribute. And right now, repeat after me. Each and every day, I will have more joyful Zerizis stored in my brain. My brain is always with me. I witness many people develop this quality. You too can develop it. And of course, it's as long as you're patient and as long as you're persistent, you will succeed. What used to elicit a reaction of distress will be a source of pleasure and good feeling. Wouldn't that feel great? And he was, of course, skeptical at first, but the person who told me this had a lot of experience, and I believed his confidence. And looking back at this conversation, I saw that it was a transforming moment in my life. Having joyful zerizis is one of the best things that happened to me. Just as a note before we talk about another aspect of joyful zerizis, I had that I used to be a late waker. Not necessarily late, but I used to get up sometimes 8 o'clock as yeshiva bacher. And then when I had to go to work, you know, sometimes it was 7 o'clock, whatever it is. Then I had a charusa to start early, like even at 5:30, 5:45. So I have to get up at 5 in the morning. So in the beginning, the first month or 2 months, even more than that, it was excruciatingly difficult. But what happened was, after a while of doing it, forcing myself to do it again and again, now it's years later and it's sort of second nature. That's what people need to think about and know. When you have a habit that you know you want to break, you need to break, yes, in the beginning it'll be difficult. First of all, even in the beginning, if we practice this simcha that comes with it, to feel a sense of accomplishment, even though it's hard, it gets easier and it's doable. And it actually makes your life more rewarding later. Now, he has a chapter to pray, to daven for joyful zerizis. Now, we said this klal overall, that all these shiurim, from beginning to end, this series, all the other series where we talk about skills and tools, the tefillah of asking Hashem to help you apply it and do it is key. So here he applies it to the joyful zerizis concept. We need to work on developing our character traits, to choose our thoughts and words and actions, and you pray for positive attributes to add to the spiritual dimension to our quest. At the end of Shemayna Esrei, people do it in Shemayat Tefillah sometimes, but at the end, after Yilu Ratzin, before Lekai Netzar, or after the second Yilu Ratzin, whatever it is, people do add Tefillahs. There's anyway tefillahs added there to ask you to be free. You ask Hashem to make you free of anger, free of envy. So we could ask for joyful zerizis. So I'm going to just quote here a tefillah as an example that he says to daven for in this joyful zerizis. My Father, my King, Creator and Sustainer of the universe, bless me with zerizis. Bless me to do the zerizis, to do your will. Bless me with the zerizis I need to study Torah, to do acts of chesed. I thank you for the zerizis that you have already blessed me with. And I ask you to give me the inner strength and the courage to continue zerizis so I can do your will with love and with joy. And as I do your will with joy and with love, I will be developing the quality of joyful zerizis. Just as we pray for the attribute of joyful zerizis, you could ask for any positive trait. So for example, my Father, my King, Creator and Sustainer of the universe, bless me with the attributes of happiness, of joy, kindness, compassion, courage, confidence, patience, persistence, serenity, inner peace, enthusiasm, and joyful zerizis, harmony with others, gratitude for all that I could and should be grateful for, and anything else. You're worried about your thoughts being unhealthy. Hashem, please help me think healthy thoughts. You ask for siyata d'shmaya, and then you put in the hishtadlus, the effort. So Reb Pliskin says as follows, I spoke to someone about making and reaching goals. He said that he didn't know why he never achieved what he would like to achieve. Some people had suggested that he lacked self-esteem, that his self-image was very limited. He didn't believe that he was capable of accomplishing what he wished he should accomplish. It was clear that he was intelligent, and it wasn't his lack of intelligence or capabilities that were holding him back. So Reb Pliskin told him, it seems to me that you don't take action to apply what you know. If you increase zerizis, you'll see a major difference. Zerizis, again, just for people I know, I say the Hebrew term a lot. It's about taking action in positive ways with an enthusiasm, with a certain liveliness and a chiyus, and with a certain joy and happiness as you're accomplishing things in a great way. So I can't help it, he said. It's not my nature to have zerizis. I admit that I'm a bit lazy, but what can I do about it? So Reb Pliskin told him, daven for it. Pray for joyful zerizis. You haven't yet activated your potential for zerizis, but Hashem gave in you joyful zerizis. It's implanted in you. By the way, it's implanted in every single yid who has in their tevat the love to do mitzvahs and good deeds. three times a day when you daven. Daven in your own words to be blessed with joyful zrizis. And as you ask for this joyful zrizis, you will be much more open to do what you can do to add joyful zrizis to your life. Believe that your prayers will be answered and expect your joyful zrizis to increase. And it did wonders for him. Every joyful zrizis became such an integral part of his personality that no one would guess that he once lacked this trait. But again, I just want to reiterate one thing at the end of the shiur that's very, very important. To connect the tefillah and then the hishtadlus with everything you do. You know you want to change a habit, you want to do things. You keep on davening for it and you don't give up and you make efforts to it. The same applies with, let's say, as an example, weight loss. Someone is very overweight, they want to lose weight, they struggle, they went ups and downs and tried diets and then failed and bounced back up again and so on and so forth. You persist, but part of that persistence is you ask Hashem, Hashem, I tried, please help me do it for the right reasons, give me the koyach to do it. And you may not see, I'm telling you right now, you may not see results right away. You may get frustrated. Don't. Hold your strength. Hold the commitment. Hashem is listening. It just takes time sometimes. And get used to sometimes having setbacks. Like we said now, when we talked about calm zrizis, we said a person may be nervous inside. But from 100% nervousness, it goes to 90% nervousness. So 10% is calmer. And then it comes to 20%. Don't look at black and white thinking about 100 or 0. Either I'm totally matzliach or I'm a failure. That's not the way you do these things. You look at the good nakuda of what you already have, a good point. You may be nervous, but you also have a certain calmness that you did develop. Then you build on that. You may not feel the simcha inside when you have zrizus yet, but you practice what we just talked about in this shiur. You'll feel a little tiny oomph there, a little tiny simcha that sparked in there, even if it's just 1%, 2%, and 98% of the time you still don't feel that. Persist at it, but with that persistence, you daven to Hashem constantly, and Abba L'tayer Messiah Noisai, and He will give you that siyata d'shmaya. Bracha v'atzlacha.